Jesus' name. I'm going to ask you to turn the Bibles to Psalms 126, chapter 126, verse 1. Amen. How many know God's way is the best way? Amen. Amen. The Bible says there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Amen. It's best to do God's way, go God's way, not our way, not lean to our own understanding. Amen. But just go, let the Spirit lead you the way. Amen. That it would want to lead you. Amen. We don't ask you to turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 126. And we're just going to read that Psalms, and that's the only scripture we have today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then say they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord have done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Amen. Well, you be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. The title of our message today is The Lord Turned our Captivity. The Lord turned, I know that's not maybe a ear-catching message to trying to understand what are you saying. The Lord turned our captivity. Amen. The Lord turned our captivity. Amen. Captivity is when somebody is captive, that means they're bound. Amen. It means you're bound, you're held in prison. You're held hostage. Amen. You're confined. Amen. That means you're captive by whatever situation that you may be captive about. And it says, when the Lord turned again, amen. That means if he turned again, that means once again, he was doing it again. That means you were maybe bound one time before with something, or you were bound here, bound there, but God's turned your captivity over and over again. Amen. Say, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that a dream. Amen. Amen. Some situations and things, amen, amen, could keep you held in bondage in prison. Some people, amen, actually not in a literal prison. Some people are bound in their mind, and they bound in their body. You can be bound with sickness, disease. You can be bound mentally, physically. You can be bound some type of way. Amen. When you bound, that means you just simply not free. You can have a whole group of people that's sitting in the congregation and everybody look free, but that don't make them be free. Amen. The Bible said, who's a son set free is free indeed. Amen. Freedom starts in your spirit. Freedom don't start on the outside, but it starts within your spirit. Amen. Amen. So, amen. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, of his people, amen, we were like them that had dreamed. Amen. God's going to turn some captivity for us. Amen. He's going to change some situations for us. Amen. Glory to God. That's what anything that you don't have liberty in, that means you're bound in that area. Amen. Let's say I might say, well, Lord, I can move my hands and stuff, but it's like two fingers, it's like this, they won't go down. Those fingers are bound. You can be bound in your mind, your thoughts, and everything. Amen. Glory to God. So they say when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Amen. Amen. We have thoughts in our mind. Amen. Glory to God. We have thoughts in our minds, and we have vision in our heart. We have things that God has spoke to us that he's going to do, and we have things that we have feel like God has inspired us that he's going to do, and we have dreams. We have dreams and desires of things we want God to do. God's getting ready to do it. That's what I'm trying to say today. Glory to God. To say, when the Lord turned again, amen, he do it again and again and again. God has looked back where God has brought you from, where he has set you free from something over there. You've been free. Glory to God. Now you need to be free from this over here. Now you need to be free from that over there. He's going to keep setting you free again and again and again. So Somebody ought to give God a praise. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zarephath, we were like them that dreamed. Glory to God. In other words, your dream came true. Glory to God. I said your dream came true. Glory to God. That vision, glory to God. That thing you dreamed about, Lord, that thing you longed for, that you've been wanting a long, long time and waiting on God to do it a long time ago, long, long time. Glory to God. That dream going to come true. Glory to God. If you can't get this, you won't get the rest of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the Bible said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. And I'm going to tell you how you get that. I know they gets happy. God going to set us free. But guys want to see, have you been perseverance? What have you been doing? Have you perseverance through the hard times, through the good times? Have you been persistent? Have you been faithful? Glory to God. Glory to God. Guys, how do you got a set time and date when he's going to set you free? I say God got a set time and date. Now, I got news for you. I don't want to rain up on nobody's parade. But if you have not been faithful in a few things, if you've not been consistent with God, you might have to wait a little bit longer. Glory to God. But if you've been going for a stretch with something, your hour is here. I said your hour is here. And God's getting ready to do that thing. God's getting ready to do some breakthroughs for some people. Somebody out there get excited about the Lord. I don't know about you, but the Lord's getting ready to do some great things for me. He's already done some great things for me, but God said, I'm not done yet. Glory to God. That's why I don't let nobody pull on my coattail. I don't let nobody bind me. I don't let nothing hinder me. Glory to God, because I'm flowing in God, and I want to get everything God got for me. Glory to God. And you can get people in your way, they can hinder you. Hallelujah. You can let people upset you. You can let people cause you to be indifferent. You can let a lot of things that bang you to slow you down. Glory to God. But I'm running in a race and I'm trying to make 100, because 99 and a half won't do. And I'm going to get everything that God has for me. I said, I'm going to get everything that God has for me. What about you? What about you? Are you going to get everything that God has for you? You have to jump for your feet to your feet and get excited today and say, I'm going to get everything. I'm going to get everything. I'm going to get everything that the Lord has for me. Somebody out there give God a praise. God's getting ready to turn some captivity. I said he's going to turn some captivity. I'm going to dwell on captivity a little bit longer, since some of y'all got it, some of you didn't get it. Captives when you bound in your mind, bound in your finances, bound in your body, bound in your spirit. No freedom. Glory to God. God created a breakthrough there and give you a breakthrough. Somebody give God a praise. That means something was going the one way for a long time and it looked not good and it looked like there's no end to it. God created turn it around. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Now, that was the first verse. Glory to God. And read that second verse. Glory to God. And it says, then was our mouth filled with what? Laughter. I said, Handala Bahaya. He told you what he's going to do, but if you don't get the first part, what he said he's going to do, you won't get the second verse either. Hallelujah, because God will sweep over you. Hallelujah, sometimes God sweep over people, and he done spoke a word, and he moved on, and they still looking for a word. And he already gave a word. God already gave you a word today. If you don't get nothing else, he told you, he's going to turn your captivity around. Glory to God. It said, then our mouth was filled with laughter. When God does that thing, you're going to be laughing and excited and telling the Lord. But God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. If you won't laugh right now, if you won't rejoice right now, you might miss the opportunity to rejoice right there. I want you to rejoice in the good time. He don't want you to wait till he turns something around, but he wants you to give him the praise when the hard time. Tears may be running down your eye. God wants to give you, hallelujah, glory to God. He wants you to give him the praise in the hard times. Let me share a little something with you. I was listening to your testimonies and things. Sometimes we just don't know something. We know a little bit. God, amen, shine a little light here and there, and then sometimes he give a little bit more light. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes when we keep going through the same thing and it's so irritating, it's so deblating, it's terrible, it feels like this is just horrible. God, this is just horrible. I think we forget some little things, and I do too. What I've got don't bring to my memory, If God has allowed you to continue to go through some things that are not pleasant, don't feel good, He's working on you. Amen. He's working on you more than this situation. See, I think if we know that, it's frustrating to not to know that. It's frustrating to feel like I'm in all this stuff. And God, you see me. You see me. Why you let me go through this? Why you let me go through this? Because no, you don't have wisdom and knowledge. So I said, if anybody lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God does not get joy out of seeing you being tortured. There's something that He's working in you or working out of you. And once you get that, you will start rejoicing. You will start rejoicing. You will say, you are not doing anything to me. You are not doing anything to me. It's God working on the inside of me. Glory to God. And you start praising God. Turn your sadness into a praise. I said, turn your sadness and your sorrow into a praise. I guarantee if you turn it into a praise, you will see yourself flying right through that. But as long as you look at it and you cry and you whine and you have glory to God, you're not getting the lesson God is trying to give unto you, like I'm working on you. And then if you don't understand, say, Lord, what are you working on me at? Is it my patience? Is it this? What are you working? Get the lesson so you can get through there. Get the lesson so you can get through there. Because God got something great on the other side. Somebody give God a praise. And it say, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, of his people, we were like them that dreamed. Amen. In other words, our dream came true. Amen. It said, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then say they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. Amen. I say the heathen needs to say it. Heathen is not God. God is not the children of God. It's not the children of God. Even the heathen said, look at it. God has done some great things for them. Look at them rejoicing. God has done some great things, amen, for them. And then third verse said, and the Lord have done great things for us. And we begin to say, God has done great things for us. Glory to God. God may want to knock the wine out of you. God may want to knock the depression and the discouragement out of you. God want to give you more strength to be more persistent. Glory to God. Through whatever that you're going through, God's going to make you stronger. I said he'll make you stronger. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then say they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them and the Lord have done great things for us. And we are what? Glad. We are glad. Don't wait till God do it. Get glad right now. I said, don't wait till God do it. Get glad right now. The Bible said, be of a good courage. Don't just be encouraged. Be of a good courage. When you have a good courage, that means glory to God. You might be in turmoil. You might not feel good. But amen, you still got a smile on your face. Glory to God. You're still pleasant. Hallelujah. You're still glory to God. People are going to see you the same way. They're going to see you switching up back and forth. Because sometimes if we don't feel good on a good day or a bad day, we act ugly. And on a good day, we act good. And on a bad day, we act ugly. And on a good day, we act good. We back and forth. God wants you consistent. Glory to God. From where he's carrying you, you got to be consistent. Somebody give God a praise. You going to the next level, you got to fight bigger devils. So you got to be, amen, consistent. Honey, you're not going to fight the little bit devils you fought back here. If God's taking you up to another height, you got to be strengthened on the inside so you can fight, amen, on that level. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Amen. Turn our captivity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's something even concerning this virus. Amen. I'm just breaking in here. Amen. We're breaking news today. That's good, Lord. Thank you. I'm breaking news. Breaking news. Flash, flash, flash. I don't interrupt the message. Amen. Now, don't go and just tell it to other people. Pastor Simon says so and so and so. This is for you to believe. Because if you're going to tell it to other people, you might not believe it yourself. unless God has led it. But the glory to God. I was driving one day, and I did mention it to a couple people. I didn't think I would be mentioned to anybody, because I told the Lord I would say anything, unless he would have me. But he allowed me to, because a lot of times people, some people, you can't, see, I'm going to tell you something else. Getting a message on top of a message keeps stuff coming to your mind. When God give you something, it's not to run and tell everybody. Because your faith may be up here, and if you tell people and they, amen, don't have faith, or they don't, they're not open to hear what God say, they would kill your faith what God told you. So don't run and tell everything God give you. Don't do it. Amen. Only the, who God would want you to speak to. But back to the breaking news today. Amen. The Lord began to speak to me concerning this virus. I think I spoke earlier about it in the beginning of our Zoom meeting about the virus. I felt like I felt inspired to speak that God was going to destroy this virus, because at the end of the day, he's the only one can really destroy this virus. I don't care if they do testing, tracking, disinfect, whatever it is. Nothing, nobody can get rid of this. Amen. It's going to be God that does it. Amen. Amen. But I spoke that God said he's going to destroy this virus. He didn't say when. So a lot of times people, when God speaks something, they add stuff to it and they take things away. They don't tell it just like God said. That's why it don't go nowhere. It won't fly. When you say God say something, you say it the way God said it. Don't say it at all. He didn't say when, and people just go put it where they said the virus is going to be gone. And that's all they heard. But they say they add their dates onto it. Then nobody say that. Then they say, well, they not. That's not true. It's still here. But you have to hear exactly what God said, how he said. So I was driving one day. I don't know if I was coming home or leaving. But I heard the Lord say, this virus is going to fade.
Amen.
He said, it's going to fade. And I know what fade means, but sometimes I go back and look up, because one little word can mean so many things. And it can break it down to you. And I looked up fade. I couldn't wait till I got near back home on my parking lot, so I can look up fade. Fade means to become more faded out, that is less notable. It's less notable. It keeps being less notable until it actually disappears. See, they don't know what to do with it, but God knows what to do with it. Just like some of, like we sitting in here, we're trying to remain social distance and do, you know, the Bible says obey them, the laws of the land. We're trying to do just that. You can look for God bless you when you try to obey. He's not going to bless you. You do what you want to do. And then you're talking about, I'm serving God. He said, obey the laws of the land and them that have rule over you. Whether you agree with it or not, we do this. It wouldn't be pleasing to God if you do something opposite. Amen. So, amen. Just like God sees us, and we're not the only one. The whole world wearing masks. The whole world wearing masks and stuff. But this is an irritation. It's a great irritation. It's a uncomfortable. Amen. And then and the devil will love that some people say, if I got to go to church, I just won't go at all, because I don't want to wear a mask. I want to. But glory to God. God see us pressing through all this and his people all over. And God's going to free us from this. I don't believe long, amen, we're not going to have to wear masks unless we just want to. See, if I got people of faith today, if I got people speculating, can I get an amen? And I said, after a while, it won't be, I ain't talking about no sweet by and by. So when you speak things, amen, glory to God, your faith has to catch it like that. And sometimes my faith is not where it be, so you can't catch it like that. That don't mean God's not going to do it. Amen. But I don't know about you. Maybe you want to keep your mask on for the rest of the year. I don't see me wearing a mask. I wear one. But I don't do all the best in them. My glasses fogging up and stuff and all that. I do what I can do. I would do it. But glory to God. God's people are free. We're free in our souls. I said we're free in our souls. Did you hear me today? Because if you don't get this, you won't get the next thing. Something else hit this world, you'll have this thing leave a stigma on you. Yes. I hear everyone, amen. Something, I said, this has left a stigma upon the world. Amen. A stigma is like a mark. That you's almost like something that on you that's not, you're not familiar with, you're not comfortable with. Something you really don't want on you. It lifts a stigma on you. But God's going to move that. Because you can't allow your spirit to be with a stigma. You can't let your spirit allow to be bound, amen, the same way. I don't know what people are preaching in their pulpits today, but glory to God. God wants his people, glory to God, to know we are free, and we are free indeed, and God is going to set us free from all this. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Hallelujah. And it says, the Lord have done great things for us, where we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. Amen. Those is, amen, been planting good seeds. You've been planting seeds of faith. You've been planting seeds of prayer. Amen. You've been believing God. You've been keep walking with God. You've been steady, amen, being faithful to God. Been faithful to the house of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Smiling when you don't feel like smiling. Glory to God. Being nice when you don't feel like being nice. This going on. Glory to God. When you could have told somebody out, but you didn't do it. Planting seeds. Sowing, plant seeds. Because whatever you sow, going to come back to you. I think we have tendency to forget that. You reap what you sow. Yes, you do. And I'm not saying, even if God's brought you out of sin, I ain't saying, you know, God's going to make you reap everything you did there. But there's some things you will reap. Over here, it goes like that. You reap what you sow. That's why it behooves us to do what's right, because right come back to you. Somebody give God a praise. They just sow in tears. And it's been a lot of tears. Thinking about all the people that have died from this awful disease. Their loved ones and stuff. This horrible, when you can't even, amen, meet up with people at funeral homes and stuff. Funeral homes is getting over, amen, just overwhelmed. Have no places. Almost they buried the dead and all that. It's sad times. Amen. Amen. Sowing in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth and beareth a precious seed shall doubtless, God said, without a doubt, you're going to come again with rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. Thank you, amen. Glory to God. You got to tell that devil, I am still here. Hondoko, I said, you got to tell the devil, I am still here. If you could have took me, you would have took me a long time ago, but I'm still here. Glory to God. So while I'm still here, because I'm still here, I'm going to give God the praise. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let no chains and amen, no shackles bind me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. I was looking at the sister when she was up here at the amen, doing the praise and worship. I can feel, amen, amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you're around so much bondage. You got to work around these people. They got the devil in them, and you got to be around this. Everybody look like it. So everybody look like they're in a trance somewhere. Amen. Glory to God. I can't, amen. I ain't mad at it at all getting here praising God. That's what we all should be. Maybe you're about to break the doors down again, but a lot of times you ain't going through enough. You go through enough, you're going to about break the doors and come to give God to pray. We might all do it a different way, but we're going to be excited and praising God all the way through it. Amen. Believe I'm just, you know, about done. Amen. The Lord turn again our captivity. Amen. Amen. Once again. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is going to be behind us. Amen. This is going to be behind us. I don't know what else is going to be before us, but this right here. Amen. Two shall pass. Handaba Hoshaya. I say this two shall pass. Glory to God. Handala Bahaya. Glory to God is still on the throne. Glory to God. And whatever God has made known to you, have promised you. Hallelujah. If you know God had made you a promise, God said he going to do it. Whatever he didn't promise me, the same thing he promised you, but whatever the promise is that you know, you just got to know that he made that promise to you. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Somebody give God a praise. And I've been praying. I sure do pray for the saints. I do. I pray. I don't just pray for myself. I pray for the saints. And there is times I've said, Lord, is there anybody praying for me? But the Lord said, I got you. Glory to God. I got you. And he said, sometimes he let me know. He let me feel prayers. And some prayer people are praying for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, don't bless none of us to get sick with this disease. But let us all use wisdom. Amen. And I don't think it's wisdom. Glory to God. When you just fly all over the place, amen. Glory to God. Don't watch out for your own self. Don't watch out for your children. And don't watch out for the saints of God. Glory to God. This fly here and there. You know, people sick of you all around there. I think that's no wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's not going to bless you like that. Will you be considerate of others? Amen. We obey the laws of the land. Glory to God. Nothing wrong with that. Glory to God. Amen. Because this protection. Don't you know these 2 months that we've been out, almost 2 months we've been out here? If God wanted us to be back before then, we would have been back here before then. Yeah. But God, he knows how to set it, amen, his own time. It was reasons why he didn't want us to be back here. Maybe some of us have been flying around too much. We had to get germs off of us. We don't know what the reason was. Yeah. So I don't argue with God. If he's the one, this is his ministry. I tell the Lord that all the time. Now, some pastors, they might look at it like that. But that's the way I look at it. Because I never did ask the Lord to be no pastor. No way. This is his ministry. And if it goes up, down, that's not none of my job. I have learned. That's why I was telling somebody else the other day, that's none of my job. I know my job, and I stay in my lane. Is to go up, God wants the doors open, he opened, he won't shut, they shut. Amen. And I just operate the way he wants me to operate. Amen. I'm so glad that responsibility is not on me, it's on him. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, clap your hands big for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're just going to continue to walk with God. Continue to, amen, to hallelujah, seek God. Amen. And I believe that we're coming through some things. We're coming through some things that we wouldn't even be here today. Amen. God is bringing us through some things. Amen. Oh, yeah. He's bringing us through all the time. See, God will speak a word. See, we got to remember. God's ways is not our ways. And I think if people really understand that, get that, they won't be so messed up. We just got to learn. God do not operate the way you and I operate. He doesn't do things the way we do things. God can speak a word to you, in which he spoke a word to us today, and be doing what he's saying all at the same time, and you never see it. Because you're looking for a certain way. God is full of surprise. He's not going to come the way you think. He's going to come anyway. You can set it all up. Set the date and everything all up. And God will come a totally different way. He is not going to do it the way you think he's going to do it. That's just the way he works. He'll do something different than what you had. I know about this. When I get my truck out there, it's the Equinox. But that is not the Equinox that I was trying to get. He gave me a different style and everything. Amen. I didn't even like his style. I was trying to have too many, look like that dents in the signs. I don't like that. I'm gonna be honest. And it was actually a later model than the one I was trying to get. The one I was trying to get was a 215. That's a 2018. Amen. With less of money and everything. That's why I'm saying God will confuse you. You think you got, don't never think you got God in a box. Because he don't like to be boxed. He'll break out of it every minute. So if you learn to just say this and that and other, it'll be your will, Lord. Then you don't worry about telling him how to do it. You learn not to tell him how to do it. Amen. You learn to be open. Somebody give God a praise. And you'll love whatever he does for you. I said you'll love whatever he does for you. I said you'll love whatever he does for you. Glory to somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Might want a husband. Might want a wife. May want them a certain way. You say, oh, I would never have somebody look like that. Anybody got no hair and all this kind of stuff? You might love that bald head man that God put in your life. You may love, amen. God, Lord, you don't know which way God's going to come. Somebody give God a praise. Because the moment that you think not, that was surely the Lord would come. Somebody wave your hands unto the Lord. Thank you.